And the apotropos now is going to like a mishayer how much the eved is really worth, and is going to shake the money in front of the eved like, as if to say to the mitzvakotin. Rashi is a makarshalei, good. As a makarshalei avdom, the eved now is going to shake the money, zuzay a dove muint, a small amount, the anuka, to the child. And therefore Rashi says, we're not going to need bezin now to force them to free him, bishvil zuzi. Or because the kid alone is going to agree to it. And therefore, because of Legita the Harusa, so come out now, the Atapatropis will go and write up a Shtah Shichur, and therefore, this devil will become free. Al Shemei, he's going to write up a Shtah Shichur on his name. So kids, that's what we do back to this master. This master thought that he's going to save the Yevid by giving it over to his child, so we do back a Kunz back to him just the opposite. That we make the kid agree like to sell the Eved, Mekakas Lezuzah, we're going to show him some money to agree to sell it, and then the Apotropos, it's a Shaila, how does the Apotropos have a right to do this here? Tais talks about a Mashmi, that's a din like that, that the din Kasherosa Ken Yasaloi, there's such a locha, since he did not do right, we have a right to do this back to him. So, you have a right, with Apotropos, that we have a right to do this back to the Yanuka. So it comes out, the Yanuka, the kid is going to sell the Eved. He'll come out free anyway. Turn around, buddy. We'll learn like this. Somebody says, "Sisi pleni avdi ben chorin." Somebody says, "I made my eved a ben chorin." That's what he says. Well, asuya ben chorin. He was made already a ben chorin, a free person. Harehu ben chorin. He is a ben chorin. Harehu ben chorin. Look at all these l'shoynes are good l'shoynes, and Morris ends up, it means in a shtar. All these l'shoynes are good l'shoynes to say it's a shtar shikr. What about if he writes l'shon of Ahasenu ben Churin? I will make him a free person. So Rebbe Yomakon. Rebbe says that's also good. That's also called a good l'shon of shikr. But the Chol Maimrim Lekorna, no, he's not freed yet. He's just, I'm saying, you will do it. But you didn't do it yet. It's nothing. And Rebbe Yomakon says, V'kulam b'shtar. All these shalas this, he wrote it down in the shtar, that are these l'shoynes, good l'shoynes for shtar shichur. That's the shtar over here. Rashi says, Arav yechem kulam b'shtar, hayo ayim ediktoni, kaysevu, shekosev lechem l'shoynes alolu, umosaloi, that he wrote it down, and he wrote it down in the shtar. So that's the shtar, is this called the good l'shoyn of a shtar shichur or not? So we say yes, just when he writes down that I will make him free, the Chum said, like Kona, he's not doing it right now, he's only saying he will do it later. Yeah. Rashi says though, Abu Bami Rabbi Alma, if he just says these words, then he's not called the Ben Churin, and his money doesn't go away, that's not called the Shichrur. A Shichrur has to be either you write and get Shichrur, or else you give money. But without money, without Shtar, just Bami Rabbi Alma, that means nothing. Tan Rabbanim, we learned like this. Somebody says, Nosati Soda Ploinis Laploini, that I gave this field to my friend. Or else, Nisuno Laploini, I gave it to my friend. Or, I mean, it's given to my friend. Harehi Shaloi, or else you write down in the shtar, this field is his. Halokharis Harehi Shaloi. These are all good l'shoynes of a shtar matono, that the person is coin of the field. What about if you write down in the shtar, Etnenu Laploini, I will give this field to my friend? So again, Rabbi Meir Roy Mekona, that's also a lashon of you mean to give it, like you're giving it right now. Vachom Maimer no Lekona. Since you did not say you gave it or you're giving it, you only said you will give it, that means nothing. You will, but you didn't do it yet. And again, Om Rabbi Yechna Mekulu Mishtar. All these shalos are again, if you write these lashonas down in the shtar, the question is this a good lashon matono or not? Tana Rabbon. If somebody says, or Sisi Pliny Avdi Ben Churin, somebody says, like he says, oh, well, I made my Yevid a free, I'm telling you, I freed my Yevid already. But the Yevid himself answers back and says, no, Loya Sonny, you did not make me free. So what's the locha? Do we believe the master or not? So he says, Chayshino and Shem Zichaloya Dayacher. Yes, the Yevid is still freed. But even though he says he's not freed, because the master did it without even telling him. How do you do it? Zichlo yedayacher. He's mezakrim yedayacher. Rashi says, Shem zichlo get cheres yedayacher. V'yomuloy zichi boy lepleini. V'schusulev zoch l'shtem afonov. That it could be the master really had to get shichur written up. And he doesn't have to give it over to the Eva directly, but he gave it over to somebody else
to be mezakirit for his eved. So zochel neod mishvar mefonov, so therefore the eved is free. So even though the eved does not know about it, but here we believe the master when he says he freed him. What about if the odin, the master says like this, that kosafti v'nosati loy, the master says, I wrote up against shichur and I gave it to my eved. And now, he says back, loy kosavli v'nosali, you did not write it, you did not give it to me. The eved says, I never received a get shichur from you. In such a case now, hoidoyas badin kimeidim dami, that we believe the eved, he still remains an eved kinani. That's called hoidoyas badin, when he himself admits something about yourself, you have believed about yourself more than 100 Eidim. So therefore, you still have a din of an Eved Kenani, you still mutter with a Shivcha, you still have a din of an Eved Kenani. What about Toimer Nosati Soda Ploinis Laploini? Somebody says, I gave this field to my friend. Vuoimer, and your friend says back, Loinosali, you never gave it to me. So again, Chayshini was still afraid, Shem Azichla Eidi Acher. Maybe no, you meant to give the matana to your friend, and you wrote up a shtar matana, and you gave the shtar matana to somebody else to hold for your friend. So zochen liyodam is considered like your friend really got the present. What about if you say kosafti v'nasati loy? I had the shtar matana written up and I gave it to you. Therefore, this field is yours. I'm saying ruaim, and he says back loy kosav loy nosali. No, nothing doing. You never gave me the shtar matana. So again, in such a case, Hoidoyas Badin Kimedim Dami, since he himself is admitting about himself that he never received it, we believe him, and therefore it doesn't belong to him, it goes back to the original one. It doesn't belong to him. Now the Gemara says, but in such a case, though, I call upon him, Miyaycha Peres, who eats the fruits of this field now? So Rav Chisda Rama, Noisein Oycha Peres. That makes more sense. The one that gave the present. In other words, since the one that received the present is saying that he never received it, so he's moide, he's saying Adoyas Badin, that he never got the Shtar Matana, so the Lacher is posture that the field goes back to the one that gave it. Therefore, who can eat the Peres here? The one that gave it, that's good. But the Rabbi says, no, Mishalshlin is a Peres. We have to put the Peres beyond a shlish by a third person, and he holds on to it until Eliyahu Novi will come and tell us who owns the Peres. So what's the Pella, why? So we're still at the table of Tzvigas Domachlekes here. Ho bi Abba, ho bi Bruh. When we're talking about the father himself that says, I did not receive this matana, so he knows what he's talking about. Then Taka we say, Adoyas Badin Kemedim Domi, and then Avada, the field goes back to the Nisan, the one that gave it, and he also has a right to eat the Peres. Here that we say goes beyond Shlish, that Rabbi says, the Peres of this field, you have to give over to a third person to hold on to it, that's when the father died. And we're talking about the son. So now let's say Reuven says like this. Reuven tells Shimon's son, Yishno, I gave your father a present. So Reuven is telling Shimon's son, Yishno, I gave this field to your father. Now Shimon's son is saying, no, you never gave it to my father. So in such a case there, we don't know 100% that Shimon did not get the field. Because it's possible that maybe Reuven did give the field, did give the shtar over to his friend Shimon. Just Shimon never told the son about it. So later when Shimon died, it could be that the son, Taka, does not know about it. So in such a case, we have a good doubt, who really owns this field? Is it true the way the Nisan Reuven is saying, he gave this field over to Shimon, and now that Shimon died, the children get it. But Shimon's children are saying, no, we know you never gave it to our father. So in such a case, it's Taka Suffolk. Because the children there can't know 100% that the father never received it. So in such a case, it's Taka Suffolk. Who gets the field? Therefore we say, leave the field alone. And the Peres also, whatever grows out of it, we give it to a third person. And he'll hold on to it until Eliyahu Novi will come. So the Mishnah. Eved she'oso rabbi apoytiki le'acherim. Reuven owns an Eved Kenani. And he borrowed $1,000 from his friend Shimon, and he told Shimon, listen, in case I don't have money to pay you back later, my eved is on hand. That's called an apoytiki. I took my eved and said, this is where you can collect your money. So I made my eved an apoytiki lachem. Rashi says, Moyefra, l'cho choyvach, imakamacher, reish elefonech l'gabasa. If I don't pay you for someplace else, and worse comes to worse, you come and take my eved. And then the shichroi. And then this first master freed his eved. So Lach was like this. Sure, Sadir, the real halacha is Mikra then should be Einu Eved Chayev Klum. The Eved is not mechuyev anything. His master freed him, even though the master first put a shibud upon the Eved that he's meshuba to Shimon, that in case Reuven can't pay back Shimon, Shimon has the right to take this Eved. But so what? Mikra, didn't we say the first master has the right to be meshachrim? He goes out free. And we all will see in the Gemara that shichur is mafkia midei shibud. That when you free your Eved, he goes out free, period. Elo, mevnei tikkun olam, because of atakana, the Rabbanan said, the locher is, koifin es rabbi, we force the second owner, which is the malva here, the oisoise ben choyrin, we tell him also to write this Eved of ben shichur. We'll see in the Gemara why, asa takana, but the koisiv shtar al domov, that the locher is, the Eved really has to pay the money back to the malva. In other words, the value of the Eved has to write a shtar that his value he owes to the malva. The money still has to go back to the malva. And on this, the Mishnah says that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel loymer, he argues and says, no, ein a kosev elam mishacher. The first Adam, the first one that freed his Eved, he's the one that has to pay the money back to the malva. In other words, we'll see in the Gemara, he holds that hamasik shibudi shachaveroi is chayev l'shalim. Therefore, the first Odin, by freeing his Eved, he was Mazik, the Malva. So therefore, he has to pay the money to the Malva, not the Eved. Now, the Gemara says like this. The Mishnah says, Eved, Shosa Rabbi Apoitiki, Vishikroroi. That the master that made his Eved for an Apoitiki, then he freed him. So the Gemara says, Mishikroroi. Who are we talking about here? Who freed him? So my Rav says like this. Rabbi Rishon, we're talking about that the Loive, this Reuven, that he owned his Eved Kenani, he went and borrowed money from Shimon, and he told Shimon, if I don't pay you back, you can take my Eved. Then Reuven went and was Meshacher, freed his Eved. So therefore the locher is that Shuras Hadin, the real locher is, Eino Eved Chayev Klum the Rabbi Sheini. The Eved does not have to pay anything back to the Rabbi Sheini. That means really he's freed Legamri. Kid Rava, like Rava's halacha is. The Yomar Rava says that Hegdish Chomis Veshichror is Mafkiya Midei Shibud. Which means, even though, like this Eved was Meshubit to the Malva, but now when the Odin went and was Meshacha, freed the Eved, that's Mafkiya Midei Shibud. That takes off the Shibud now, the Eved, like, is not Meshubit anymore to the Malva. Therefore, the Eved Mikradin does not have to give his value of money back to the Malva. And the same thing applies if you're Maktish or something like this, or else Chametz on Pesach, it's the same halacha. So really, Mikra Din, the Din is that the Eved should not even have to give his money, the value of himself, back to the Malva. Ela, but only, Mivnei Tikkun Ela, because there's Atkarim at the Rabbanan here, that we're afraid, Shem Yim Tsenu Beshuk, V'yoy